Numbers chapter 1. Yahweh spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the wilderness of Sinai. This happened on the first day of the second month, during the second year after the people of Israel had come out from the land of Egypt. Yahweh said, "Conduct a census of the whole congregation of the men of Israel by their clans, by their ancestral households. Number them by name. Count all the males, man by man. Who is 20 years old or older? Count all who can fight as soldiers for Israel. You and Aaron must record the number of men in their armed groups. A man from each tribe, a clan head, must serve with you as his tribe's leader. Each leader must lead the men who will fight for his ancestors' household. These are the names of the leaders who must fight with you. From the tribe of Reuben, Eliezer, son of Shedeur. From the tribe of Simeon, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. From the tribe of Judah, Nashon, son of Amminadab. From the tribe of Issachar, Nathanael, son of Zuar. From the tribe of Zebulun, Eliab, son of Helon. From the tribe of Ephraim, son of Joseph, Elishama, son of Ammihud. From the tribe of Manasseh, Gamaliel, son of Pedasur. From the tribe of Benjamin, Abidan, son of Gideoni. From the tribe of Dan, Ahiezer, son of Ammishaddai. From the tribe of Asher, Pagiel, son of Ochran. From the tribe of Gad, Eliasaph, son of Deuel. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Ahira, son of Enan. These were the men appointed from the people. They led their ancestors' tribes. They were the leaders of the clans in Israel. Moses and Aaron took these men, who were recorded by name. And they assembled the whole community together on the first day of the second month. The men 20 years old and older registered their ancestry by name, by their clans, by their ancestral households. They were numbered man by man. Then Moses recorded their numbers in the wilderness of Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him to do. From the descendants of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, from the records by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men, 20 years old and older, able to go to war, were counted man by man. They counted 46,500 men from the tribe of Reuben. From the descendants of Simeon, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the mustered men, 20 years old and older, able to go to war, were counted man by man. They counted 59,300 men from the tribe of Simeon. From the descendants of Gad, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men, 20 years old and older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 45,650 men from the tribe of Gad. From the descendants of Judah, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men, 20 years old and older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 74,600 men from the tribe of Judah. From the descendants of Issachar, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men 20 years old or older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 54,400 men from the tribe of Issachar. From the descendants of Zebulun, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men 20 years old or older able to go to war were counted. They counted 57,400 men from the tribe of Zebulun. From the descendants of Ephraim, son of Joseph, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men 20 years old or older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 40,500 men from the tribe of Ephraim. From the descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men 20 years old or older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 32,200 men from the tribe of Manasseh. From the descendants of Benjamin, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men 20 years old or older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 35,400 men from the tribe of Benjamin. From the descendants of Dan, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men 20 years old or older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 62,700 from the tribe of Dan. From the descendants of Asher, from the records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men 20 years old or older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 41,500 men from the tribe of Asher. From the descendants of Naphtali, from the genealogical records, by their clans, by their ancestral households, the names of all the men 20 years old or older, able to go to war, were counted. They counted 53,400 from the tribe of Naphtali. Moses and Aaron counted all these men, together with the 12 men who were leading Israel, each from his ancestor's household. So all the men of Israel, from 20 years old and older, all who could fight in war, were counted in each of their ancestral households. They counted 603,550 men. But the Levites were not counted according to their ancestors' tribes. Because Yahweh had said to Moses, "You must not count the tribe of Levi or include them in the total of the people of Israel. Rather, assign the Levites to care for the tabernacle of the covenant decrees, and to care for all the furnishings in the tabernacle, and for everything in it. The Levites must carry the tabernacle, and they must carry the tabernacle's furnishings. They must care for the tabernacle, and make their camp around it. When the tabernacle is to move to another place, the Levites must take it down. When the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites must set it up. Any stranger who comes near the tabernacle must be killed." When the people of Israel set up their tents, each man must do so near the banner that belongs to his armed group. However, the Levites must set up their tents around the tabernacle of the covenant decrees, so that my anger does not come upon the people of Israel. The Levites must perform the duties of the tabernacle of the covenant decrees. The people of Israel did all these things. They did everything that Yahweh commanded through Moses.